The next item is the Technology Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Technology Committee has made quorum, I think, every meeting, so I want to thank the members of the Technology Committee, some of who are not here, for their good work and commitment to the network. There is, I think, one motion that's relevant, and it's not a very large item. The Technology Committee has sent two motions to the PNB that are material, other things I need to comment on. So I'll quickly make some comments and then we'll go to the motions. Three months ago, we worked out a motion that supports the plan that the digital distribution plan that we approved in January, and that's in your packet here, the board meeting folder, and you might read it if you need to be compelled that analog radio may go the way of the Edsel. And anyway, it's very important that, you know, everybody on the board understands what's happening to technology, as everybody on the board, I'm sure, does know. And so we passed a resolution crafted by Rob and Henry Knorr from KPFK, isn't it, Knorr? From A, KPFA. And both of those gentlemen are very informed. And it's a dandy, very concise argument for why we should take digital distribution and technology seriously as responsible board members. Tied to that is a general idea is how to get at this. And, of course, everybody is wanting to get money for their projects. In thinking about how to present this, I realize I have a rhetorical problem and that I don't believe that it does any good to ask for money for this. And because everybody is asking for money and everybody's got a worthy argument for the urgency of it. But, you know, I'd ask the board to come to the conclusion that the Technology Committee has come to, and that is without staff and without financial resources, we're not going to be able to make real changes. And of course, the foundation is strapped for money, and quite frankly, we all want to operate with a tight fist, so to speak. Anyway, we're probably fiscal conservatives, especially with listeners' money. So that's the general comments that I have to make. There's no motion with regards to funds. There was a serious concern raised, and I have to be careful with how I say this. So I'll just read it. It's number one under the Technology Committee report. We've been asked to comment on the inability of workers to get a hearing and a process for compensation regarding fair salaries. In other words, and I liked Evelyn Doc's comments earlier this morning that bear on this, and that is that Pacifica may be using employment skills and not paying for them. And I know we're tight for money, but that's a very serious concern for the Technology Committee, and it's not appropriate to speak any further on that. The two motions, by the way, I'm going to get to the motions. There are 7 points there that I was asked to report, and they're in your packet, and I don't think I need to read them to you. Anyway, the motions, the two motions that came to us from the meeting on June the 20th are one that we want the technology staff, I think John Amala in particular, to travel to the different stations to communicate technology needs, and also it'll be in conjunction to his needs assessment. And I talked to Greg and Lonnie both, and to John, and I think that can be handled as a management decision. So even though the committee asked me to bring this motion forward, I would suggest that the problem has been addressed, or the condition has been addressed. So that's resolved, and I don't need to act on that motion. Okay, the other one has to do with making PacificaFoundation.org the official site for Pacifica Board Business, and it would replace KPFTX.org. The reason why we have to do that, if I understand correctly, is that the board approved KPFTX.org as the official site for calendar postings, at least. So correct. I think the board has to act on that. And I thought it was a consent item, a no-brainer, but there are some questions with regards to its being functional and as well as its friendly usability. So I'll just leave that motion on the floor because I need to, as the chair, being sent here by the committee to present it.
Okay, so just to clarify again, some time ago, I think the first year of this, of the PMB, following the IPMB, we held a vote saying that the posting on kpftx.org that was the official place for notices of meetings, i.e. the notice requirement and the bylaws would be met by posting announcements of meeting there. Now that PacificaFoundation.org has the facilities for posting, the technology committee is making the recommendation that that be changed. Do you want to read the motion again?
Whereas Pacifica.org now has the capacity to accommodate the national board calendar needs, and that Pete Karakas has requested a change be made in the calendar process, and that the technology committee has passed the following. The PNB technology committee requests that the web location for officially noticing all Pacifica National Board meetings as required by the bylaws is now pacificafoundation.org. Replacing kpftx.org.
Is there a need for debate on this?
I have a question.
There are several people. Thomas?
The motion is confusing in that Michael first said PacificaFoundation.org, and when he made the motion, he referred to Pacifica.org, and then at the second clause of the motion, he said PacificaFoundation.org. So I need to be very clear about what website we're talking about. And whatever website we're talking about, is that the same website that Pete Karakas and, I take it, John Amelay have been working on to develop as the main website for Pacific?
Michael?
It's PacificaFoundation.org. I apologize for misspeaking. And it is the website for Pacific that Pete and John work on.
Mary and Wendy?
Yeah, I have a question. I understood it. You said a few minutes ago that the technology committee isn't bringing any motions at this time, and my understanding was we were not bringing this at this time. I don't have it in writing here in this capacity, and I'm wondering how we are coming to bring it when you just were saying we're not bringing any motion at this time.
Right. I told you that I didn't want to motivate it because there was some confusion.
Well, then...
I realized that the committee asked me to bring it forward, and I feel like I need to answer to the committee because we passed this motion. So,
The chair is saying that he doesn't have the authority to not put it before the board given the vote of the committee. However, now that it's before us, if the chair wants to make a recommendation that we delay, I'm sure we'd take that seriously.
Thank you.
Further debate? Wendy.
Well, I was going to maybe suggest that we postpone till we get the logins and the instructions on how to do this. The reason that there's a calendar at KPFTX is because we didn't have one for the foundation, and I mentioned it to Otis, and he said, well, I'll just write you one, and so he did, and it's not perfect, and I don't know that it's the best way to do it. I think it's best to have it on Pacifica, but right now it's the one we have, and people need to use it. It's getting so confusing trying to schedule all these meetings and everything, so I would just move to postpone until we have the tools in place to actually use this calendar.
Anybody seconds it, I want the language clarified as to how we know when it will be back before us again, because the way you've said it, the postponement until the tools are ready doesn't include in it a readily an unambiguous definition.
You're kind of
one
of making my point for me. We have to get the instructions from the worker.
What I want is to know when this motion to postpone would cause this board to reconsider.
At the next teleconference.
Teleconference.
At the next in-person meeting.
I don't care.
Hardly time to get bugs out of a thing and see that it works by
so
our
is
next
your motion, can you restate
you know
your
I mean?
Motion?
Move to postpone till the next teleconference and ask the web worker to give instructions on how to use this calendar.
Okay, is there a second to the motion? Okay.
So I would like to make an amendment.
Go ahead, Mary.
Substitute. I would like to say that we postpone until our next in-person meeting.
Is there a second?
We have time to see that this works well and have had a chance to try it out.
Okay. It's been seconded. May we go straight to a vote?
Do I need to write this down, Mary?
She's the secretary. Yes. She'll think of it. Thomas?
I hope that before you go straight to the vote, you at least have one argument for.
Okay, we certainly will. I wanted to know whether people felt the need for it. So, who would like to speak opposed to the amendment, Thomas?
Very briefly, I think that fundamentally within Pacifica, at least during this year, during our collective service on the board, we have not done our best at the administrative work of the organization. And it seems to me that for Pacifica's website to be the place for notice is most appropriate, rather than for one station to provide that. And unless Pete Caracas says right now that the Pacifica website is not ready for this service, which would belie the motion that's been put on the table by Michael, I think that we would be avoiding our duty as an effective board, or at least trying to be an effective board. So I think that it would be a mistake for us to put off this vote either until the next teleconference meeting on our part or until September. I think rather we should mandate the change and expect that the administrative staff works out any problems that may arise as quickly as possible. That way we operate most effectively in the management of the station.
Thank
I think everybody should expect notice should be on the Pacifica website. Thank you.
Thank you. Who would like to speak in favor of the amendment? Rip?
Okay, well, while I'm speaking in favor of the amendment, I also agree with what Thomas and other directors feel about this because it is the appropriate place. However, what we don't want to have happen is a situation where we have no calendar at all. And there are other aspects to this question that are not being discovered in this motion, and that is who is doing the actual work, because the title of the current technology director, the job description, does not include what I would call the secretarial work of posting all the business of the foundation. And there's continual complaints from people who try to find a history of the business of the foundation on the internet. And until we resolve that, if we mandate a change of location on the internet, immediately we may find ourselves with even less than what we have now. And so I, because the technology director is not here this weekend, I feel it's appropriate to postpone this. And also there's the very next motion coming up, which would help address the question that I'm raising right now about who is to post this information. And so I think we need to take item number 3 in consideration and postpone this item, and so I approve this motion.
Well, a motion to table until we dealt with the third item would be in order, if you want to table this until we deal with that.
Well, I realize that these are out of order, that actually we should have been addressing number 3 before number 2, because then we would have a plan.
If you want to make a motion to table, it's in order.
I'll make a motion to table number two until we've addressed number
table,
two.
To table these pending questions until we've dealt with the next item. Is there a second? A motion to table is not debatable, so we're going to go straight to a vote. All those in favor of tabling the pending questions until after consideration of the next motion, please raise your hand.
Are you voting?
I don't understand.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
A point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
So what we're saying is that we're not putting off the motion that was made by the director. We're simply postponing it until after discussion of this item.
The technical difference is that a motion to table is put something off till later in the meeting because there's something else that needs to be dealt with first, and it's not debatable.
Thank you for clarifying. When we come back,
what will be before us is the motion to postpone.
Thank you.
But we'll do it after we've dealt with this next type motion.
I didn't get the no votes,
opposed?
Mr. Chair. Oh, thank you. Opposed? Abstain?
I don't think you asked that.
We don't ask for abstention.
We don't ask for abstention. We don't. Okay, so that's tabled for now. What's the next motion, Michael?
That was the only motion.
Excuse me.
What happened to part three? About the time to train members for the posting of board committee minutes.
I didn't feel that was a motion. That was a recommendation. And
Okay, then pardon me. See, this is what happens when I don't know exactly what's going on. Then we've tabled it. The time for the item to be taken back up, no, from the table, is now upon us. And the parliamentarians of America will be having a good time listening to this tape.
Can I motivate this then?
Go ahead. We're back on the question of the postponement. And there have been two people who have spoken, one in favor and one opposed. I mean, one opposed and one in favor. Who would like to speak opposed to postponement? Okay, seeing no opposition, no further opposition, I'd like to call for a vote. This is first to substitute Berg's motion to postpone until the next in-person meeting.
Mr. Chair, point of
view. Yes.
The written copy that Wendy gave me says, move to postpone consideration of Technology Committee motion on PMB meeting calendar to September meeting when we'll have instructions and logins for posting.
That wasn't the motion that was given and read. I'm sorry. We're going to deal with the Berg substitute, which is to postpone the question of the official meeting calendar until the next in-person meeting. All those in favor of substituting that for the original motion, please raise your hand.
Seven.
All those opposed to substituting that motion for the original motion of Wendy, which was to postpone to the teleconference?
Bob, is your hand up? 1, 2, 3, 4. Six.
So the motion to substitute prevails? Okay, so now all those in favor of the substituted motion to postpone, which is to postpone this item until the September meeting, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4. Raise your hand up.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yes.
Okay, that's been postponed.